A meeting was hosted by the native village of Unalakleet on Tuesday between Bering Sea area tribes and the National Marine Fisheries Service to begin a dialogue about upcoming decisions that could affect Western Alaskans. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
The National Marine Fisheries Service, also known as NMFS, is a federal agency that makes recommendations to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, the decision-making body for the Bering Sea and Aleutian Island fisheries. Native Village of Unalakleet's environmental specialist Art Ivanov said they invited members from NMFS for consultation.
But also for us to play a more meaningful role in the process, because for the most part, tribes have been left out of the loop as it relates to the decision-making process.
Much of Tuesday's meeting in Unalakleet circled around the possible northern expansion of the bottom trawl fishery. Bottom trawling or flatfish trawling is currently not allowed north of St. Matthew Island, an area designated as the Northern Bering Sea Research Area. The National Marine Fisheries Service is planning to conduct research to drive any future decision-making regarding trawl fishing in the area that includes waters near St. Lawrence Island and the Norton Sound. Bottom trawlers drag cables or chains across the seafloor to sweep up flatfish like flounders. And although the trawl fishery is slowly incorporating technology to limit seafloor destruction, most trawlers still use traditional methods. Roughly 40 people were at the meeting, with representatives ranging from St. Lawrence Island, Elam, Koyuk, Shaktulik, Stebbins, St. Michael, Nome, and Unalakleet, along with three National Marine Fisheries Service representatives. Each tribal member opposed expanding the trawl fishery northward. Rose Fosdick of Kuwerik, a regional nonprofit organization, voiced her concern regarding the possible fishery.
To me, it implied you'd already made a decision that is where we're heading, is bottom trawling. So if you were to listen to some of the seal hunters and walrus hunters and crabbers and fishermen and bird hunters that go out to the marine environment, I think you would hear a lot of objections to allowing bottom trawling in our area.
Fosdick asked how information from hunters and fishermen would be used in the agency's research. Alaska Fisheries Science Center's Bill Karp said they're learning as they go along and haven't on a routine basis worked with information from Indigenous people. NMFS Acting Deputy Regional Director John Kurland added on.
I don't want people to get the foregone conclusion, well, you know, trawling's coming, it's going to be in that area. The council's trying to set up the management framework so that smart decisions can be made about if and when fishing will be allowed up in that area.
Many commented on the interconnectedness of marine resources. King Island hunter Sylvester Ayuk attended the meeting and expressed his concern regarding walrus hunting. Ayuk said 2 years ago he didn't see one walrus and only a small herd last year.
Now, if the bottom trawlers come in, I'm afraid, you know, that they will drastically disturb the feeding beds of the walrus that we depend on so much. And I would advise, you know, for this council to consider, you know, that there would be a 100-year ban, you know, of bottom trawlers in this area.
Many tribal representatives asked how they can get their concerns taken into serious consideration by the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. They cited last year's Chinook bycatch hard cap decision in the pollock fishery that a majority of Alaska Natives were dissatisfied with. Many felt ignored, although tribes and Native organizations wrote letters of concern and took part in public testimony. Their response from NMFS was to provide concern and comments early and to provide them often. The next North Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting is scheduled for April 6th in Anchorage. The Northern Bering Sea Research Plan will come under review then. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.